Checking in with our resident money-saving mom at B105.7. I think I said this last week. She's important all year round, but especially this year when we're all trying to stretch our dollars even further. It's Anne-Marie from chaosisbliss.com.
Yes, thanks. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about today. So if you're having buyer's remorse about overspending this month, you can scale back in other areas. And I've got some tips to save money and sanity this Christmas. First, make a game plan. By planning ahead, especially if you're going to be hosting people over for your Christmas dinner or parties or something, you can purchase many ingredients for your holiday entertaining on sale and use your coupons. A lot of things going on right now are like canned foods and, cream soups that are great and the casseroles and all of those things are at really rock-bottom prices right now. Shop from your pantry. See what items you already have on hand, canned goods that may need to be used up, or even paper goods that would allow you to check that off your list without buying something you don't need. Then just make your grocery list based on what you do need after you see what you already have in your home. Have a simple table. Use natural decorations that you can gather outside, like pine cones and acorns. I've got plenty of them in my backyard.
Yeah.
Also check YouTube for different napkin folding techniques and invite your children to help out. That's kind of fun. So all of this is just to say when you plan ahead and you're prepared, you'll feel less stressed, definitely saving you money and sanity.
I love the shop from your pantry because right before Thanksgiving, I bought like a 6-pack of canned pumpkin and then I opened my pantry to find I had like 6 cans already in there.
Probably from last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a good thing that canned foods have a very long shelf life.
Exactly. Chaosisbliss.com for these ways to save and others. Hark how the bells